ever just sit on a stamp and say, mail me to Antarctica?
Yeah, every day.
Cold.
Every day I try to get the post office to take me up, and every day they say...
Not enough stamps.
Not enough stamps.
Yeah. Well, I think we should privatize the mails.
Agreed. Oh, God. We have so much in common.
Oh! Is your solar plexus in place?
Now it is.
Great. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome to another episode of
Track Trash.
Where we're trash and we give out points like they don't matter.
Yeah.
Because they don't.
You know, we've never awarded points.
Oh, okay. If you're watching right now, you get 10 points.
10 points.
I'm taking away 5 right now.
Yeah, so hope you keep your track. Don't be greedy. Because if you were, you would learn that in those 3 seconds, you'll only got 5 points.
Listen, it's just like life. Sometimes you have some, sometimes you ain't. And sometimes people are going to pluck it from you.
Correct.
Pluck it from
Correct.
You.
Correct. And sometimes the people who give them out are the ones who are going to take them away.
Exactly. What the government hands out, they want back threefold.
T.
In life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
They
you got all three?
Return on investment.
Shh. They absolutely do. Yeah. What do you think Social Security is? You're not going to get that.
No. I hope you're hungry for nothing. Wow. Suck it in.
God. Chocolate.
Chocolate. Do you want me to get a hair for you?
A hair?
Yeah. Huh. I'm gonna pluck it. Nope, I'm not. It said I'm staying.
I see it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Hello, little hair.
Goodbye.
Well,
the drama
does make me a little sad.
Wow. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
How are you?
Good. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Long minute.
Long minute.
Like, God, time is moving slower.
Is it?
The world is stopping.
You think that, I feel like it's getting faster.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
The sun is just like making everything speed up.
Yeah, it's like it's hot. It's
like,
it's
like a hot air balloon.
Correct.
Going up into the sky.
Correct. Or dry ice on like a hot sand. Have you seen that? And no. They just go whoosh.
It moves?
Yeah.
Why does it move?
Because it's evaporating so fast that it's like lifting. It just goes whoosh.
Like a wizard. That's how teleportation works. Get on that.
Dry ice and heat. I mean, like, it's been around. Like,
come on.
We've had the answers all around us.
Come on. The Romans were doing it.
Come on.
Did the Romans have dry ice?
Yes.
They did?
Yes. And floating cars.
Just like Futurama.
Yes.
Oh, God. They were probably listening to people sing, like, in The Fifth Element. That's what the Pantheon. Oh. The Pantheon? That's what the Colosseum was for.
That's what Gladiator 2 should have been.
Oh. That. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. My throat couldn't do it. That's what he said.
I thought that was you. I thought that was you running out onto the gladiator field a gladiator.
No. No. First off, I'd be swimming because I would make sure they were doing the sharks that day.
I'm not going out unless it's flooded.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, there's this boat show called Odyssey, I think. It comes on after 9-1-1. I've never watched it.
I know what you're talking about. Isn't it like the whole thing takes place on a cruise ship?
Yeah. Well, there were sharks in this episode. I guess there were sharks swarming the boat. Almost made me watch it, but not enough.
I not watched enough. A preview for that show because Bob was on it.
Bob?
Bob the drag queen.
Oh, really?
And Johnny Sibley as well, who I love. And Bob's wig caught on fire. That was one of the plot lines. It's 9-1-1 on a boat.
Well, Philippa Sue is in it. Broadway actress.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all we know.
It's not great. We tried. Joshua Jackson.
Oh, you did try to watch it.
I mean, we watched the first episode because I think it just came on. And
yeah,
I wasn't enthralled. Not enough 9-1-1 action for me. Not enough buddy cannon.
Listen, is the 9-1-1 operator telling you to kill yourself? Not cool enough. Not my speed.
Listen, the killer knew her child's name. How did she know her child's name?
I can't.
Oh, my God. You know, Survivor was this week.
What's going on? What's
it
new? What's happening?
Juicy.
Oh, juicier.
Oh, my God. Poor Kevin went home.
Bye, Kevin.
Yeah, I liked Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin.
Liked Kevin. Blindsided him. It was nasty.
Blindsided.
They got nasty. It got nasty. That's it.
That's it.
The whole story. Wow. I mean, what else do you want to know? They played some games. They played in the sand. They were
honestly,
naked.
I like, mean, if you're here for TV recaps, guess what? You're never going to get it.
You're never going to get it.
Because we're just going to talk about the things that we liked about it.
Yeah.
And, like, we get each other. Because the girls who girl... Girl. And the girls who girlant... Gorn't.
Can I tell you something that's made me really mad the last few days? I think Lexi Love maybe should have deserved to win that challenge.
I agree. And I thought about this again because I was watching clips of Fashion Photo Review. And Raja was like, who is like my fashion icon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was like, this is everything.
It was beautiful.
Immediate shoot. Like,
it was beautiful.
So cool.
It was a beautiful.
It was beautiful.
What are they doing? Why are they making her fade into the background right now? Background.
I don't know what story that is. I don't know what they're trying to tell. Because...
Are they trying to give other people a little room?
They were trying to give somebody else a win. Because I know that that was... They gave... Who did win? It was somebody who hasn't yet.
Oh.
And Lexi has one.
Who was it?
Was it Jules?
It was Jules Sparkles. That was fine. Pity win.
It was cool because it was like the story was...
Story was story. The story was story. And you know what? The producers were producing.
Correct. That's why we recap it. No,
RuPaul said, the producers and I will deliberate, and they will make the decision.
I think you're right. I've 180'd on my previous thoughts. I don't think it comes down to Ru.
I don't think she cares enough. I honestly don't think she cares enough.
Yeah, I think you're right.
She's like, I don't know, there are a bunch of people on stage. I like her. She's blonde.
She was like, I was like drifting off while
she's
they
Diana
were performing.
Ross.
I don't know.
I mean, she has her kicks. You got big boobs, she likes you.
Correct.
You remind her of Diana Ross, she likes you.
If you remind her of her, you're
she
winning.
Likes you. Yeah. I know. I mean, it's like, it's easy.
Yeah, yeah. You're not wrong.
We got it in the bag.
I think they gave it to Jules, though, because it was her doubting herself and doubting the design and all of that. And she took that risk and did all the different furs.
Really,
and it was really cute.
It
but
was
like,
cute.
It Lexi's was fine.
It was
fucking
fashion.
Runway. Yeah,
it was fashion.
Like, it was the next level.
It was beautiful.
Correct.
It was a wedding dress. I guess some of them had wedding dresses.
No, it was better than that. It was like, I haven't seen something quite like it before, so she was doing something fun and new.
Yeah.
And just pretty. And then her styling, like, you cannot touch that. She's got such great style. The blonde, or not blonde, sorry, the, like, rainbow flat, shiny wig underneath all of that. Perfection. Just because it was that last little element of, like, it needed to be funky and not just all white.
Sorry, I have chocolate.
Oh, no. Mm. Do you need me to grab your lipstick? Do you have it handy?
No, I'm okay. Oh, I look so scared.
Do you need to turn the light on? Guess what? You're never going to get it.
It's okay.
God. The battery on this thing.
It's fine.
It's nothing.
Yeah, wild. What are they doing tonight?
Wild. I don't know. Probably another fucking sewing challenge if it's anything like the rest of them.
The rest of them.
The rest of them.
Oh, Susie Poot.
Yeah, what about her? She's still here. Corey went home, though.
Did she finally
that
go home?
That was her last week.
Thank God. Sorry. I love it that her and I have, like, the same aesthetic. And I was like,
you're not doing that bimbo blonde shit again. It's similar, but you at least change up your look, you know, a little. You're changing up the silhouette, you're changing up some of the colors.
Sure.
I like couldn't distinguish one day to the next.
Remember when she wore that Dorothy outfit that she borrowed from Plain Jane? That was bad.
It was bad. It's bad boots.
With the
that
paper
wig, though,
earrings, the wig was
the
good.
Orange, the two.
Yes.
That's funny.
She just needs to wear that all the time, I think.
Maybe she needs to become a redhead. Maybe
Carrot
she
top.
Needs to go Lavoie.
Lavoie?
But that is not red. That's red.
That's
We're
red.
We're talking about orange for Carrot. Corey.
Yeah.
But Lavoie is doing fucking Ronald McDonald.
Tina Burner.
Oof.
I know Tina Burner. Have I ever told you my story when I met Alexis Michelle?
Yes. Tell it for everybody else.
Okay.
Picture it.
Scott and I just got out of the grocery store in New York City.
New York City. City.
What was the name of that grocery store? I wish I could remember.
C-Store.
C-Town. C-Town. How did you remember that?
Girl, it is stuck.
C-Town. And we're stuck, walking home.
Stuck, because I got it right the first time. C-Store.
C-Store. We're walking home, and the complex next to, I don't know.
Get it together, bitch.
There's these people sitting on a stoop. Yeah. Not our stoop, but the stoop before our stoop. And all of a sudden, they're like, Scott, Scott. Yeah, because they always say Scott.
Scott. Yeah, nobody knows us. Everybody knows Scott.
And so, like, you know, I have groceries, and I'm like, oh, and Scott's like, oh, hello. And it turns out it was somebody who we shall not name.
But you're going to guess it. Go ahead.
Somebody who we shall not name. Yeah. And Alexis Michelle. And the person who we shall not name was like, oh, have you ever met Alexis? And we're like, oh, hi, Alexis, as we're carrying 10,000 pounds of groceries.
Right, like, not the moment.
And Alexis Michelle's like, charming. You know how she is.
You know how she is.
She's like, I got a piss kink. You know. Yeah. And we're like, oh, nice to meet you. We got to go put groceries away.
Love that you... Continue.
That's it. That was it. Sorry.
Okay, good. Because you making a joke about how she's like, nice to meet you. I have a piss kink. There's something so true about that. Like, is that what actually happened? Because I can imagine her being like, I'm going to like... try to cut
That's
the tension.
That's what she did on All Stars.
I'm going to try to cut the tension with something personal about me, but it's like an 11.
That's who she is.
Yeah.
I love that fakery that she gets where she's just like so...
Like she's like about beclaimed. To cry. Yes.
Like, yes, like it is like a 10 all the time.
Yes.
I think that's wild.
I love that too because you wild. Are immediately thrown into her world.
Yeah.
And how she is viewing the world.
Correct.
And it is a fantasy.
That's why she's like, nice to meet you.
She is Jessica Rabbit and everybody else is a cartoon character.
Anyway, meeting her changed my mind about her. I liked her more after meeting her.
She's cool.
She's a weirdo.
You know, her. She is.
Well, and her and Florence DeLay, like,
I say it like I know her.
I mean, by proxy.
Yeah. Her and Florence DeLay what? Like, good match made in heaven.
I do think so. Yeah. Florence DeLay, wonderful person.
Wonderful. Great designer.
Not designing too much for Queens anymore. Mm. I think he got a little burnt.
Little Tina burnt?
Well, I think he got burnt by the person who we shall not name.
That was supposed to be the cash out. That was supposed to be the big money
that
moment.
That was supposed to be the big money moment, and it...
They did not get a return on that investment whatsoever. Well, I mean, I'm sure they got paid. But not like they thought they would.
It's a very sad thing.
Yeah.
But COVID happened and here we are.
Here we are. Wow.
And wow, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
You met her. Wow. What's your favorite book and movie?
That's the question you pick.
I didn't pick it.
Well, I think my favorite movie's probably got to be like, you know.
Is this okay? So I read this as like it has to be both a book and a movie.
Oh, what adaptation of a book do you think is the best? I have an adaptation where I absolutely hated the book but think the movie is better.
What's that?
Practical Magic.
Oh.
Did not like the book. I hated the book.
Yeah.
The book was mostly about their daughters, who I really didn't even care about. And it wasn't even magical. I mean, it's kind of magical, but it wasn't even really that magical. Mm-hmm. Movie is fantastic.
Great movie.
The two prequels are pretty good.
The books. Yeah. Because they didn't make any more movies.
No, but I thought HBO bought it up.
Yeah. Wasn't there supposed to be something happening there for
exactly.
a minute? Like a few years ago.
Yeah. Stalled. Writer strike.
Hatred.
What's yours?
Ooh. No, because I never finished that book.
You don't need to.
Let me think.
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
I haven't seen that, but I really do want to watch that movie, actually. I've never seen a movie.
Wow.
I've never read a book.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Do you know what the first one that
Cinema
came to my
is
mind?
Dead. What?
This sucks because I like the movie and I've never read the book, but
what
I know it's
it?
Minority Report.
Oh. The like Robert
Ludlum.
That's
what I thought of.
Robert Ludlum?
I actually think it is a
Born Identity, Born Supremacy.
It's a popular sci-fi author. I can't think of the name of him, though. I want to say Asimov.
Oh, do robots dream of robotic sheep?
Yeah, but what
Blade?
A different story. Minority Report.
Did he write Minority Report?
I think so. And you know the movie. It's Tom Cruise.
Well, he's in all those movies.
It's a good Steven Spielberg movie, too.
Oh, maybe I've never seen it.
It's good.
Maybe I've never seen it.
It's good. Let's tell the folks what it's about. Do you know what it's about?
Tom Cruise being a Minority Report.
It's the future. It's in D.C. And
it's the future.
There are these three people that they've identified that are like, they can basically together, they're like triplets, see into the future. But they can only, it's like trauma-based, like they can only see crimes before they happen.
Okay.
So they built a crime unit around this in D.C. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they have these three people in these like sensory deprivation tanks.
Oh.
And they'll start like getting visions. And a little
talking to snakes.
Ball will come in. It's like this whole thing. And they're like, all right, we've got somebody who's going to commit a crime in the next hour. Like, and then they like get a police force out to like arrest them.
Kind of like Morgan Freeman doing in the Batman movie with all those.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
But it's seeing into the future.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise is on this police force. And it's all about like.
He's too short.
Can you. Every time. And it's like, can you be convicted of something you never actually did?
So do they catch them before
they catch
it happens?
Them before they do the crime.
Well, then you can't charge them with it. Can't charge
That's
them
the whole
with
point,
anything.
But they do. Mm. And then some of these people like get fucking put into like little like.
Jail.
But they're these like weird little coffin things where they're basically in a like induced coma. And they're like, yeah, they're just like coffins in like this thing that they get pushed back like fucking dry cleaning. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh.
Yeah. Like they're not cells. They're just like, yes. It's a freaky
movie. That's the
movie.
Way to go. It's just a, put me in a bag. Put me on some drugs.
Oh, honestly. Yeah.
Hang me up to dry.
Try me out.
Just get some good television going. Get some Will and Grace going.
The way you could lure us to death.
It's a nice sleeping. What'd you get?
Which moment from your life would you choose to relive if you could?
Oh, interesting.
There are some
9/11.
Had to get it out of the way. There are some shows that I was in,
oh,
believe
yeah.
it or not, that I would like to like relive doing them again.
The Patsy.
No, trauma.
One night only.
I literally thought about that this week again.
Because it's traumatizing.
Trauma. I did God of Carnage.
Oh, yeah.
At one
Vomit
point.
Vomit pillow.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Wasn't there.
Also got to be in it with some of the best people we know, which is like Abby, Ryan, and fucking Devery.
Mm.
It was a stacked cast. Like, we had so much fun. Yeah, I'd go back and do one of those.
Would I go back and do a show?
Oh, I might go back to the opening of Rocky Horror as well.
Oh.
Because that was really special.
Yeah.
Like, that was really special.
Oh. I'd love to go back to that moment in my life where Cameron Diaz was sitting behind us watching that movie, and I wish I turned around and said, shut up, you're ruining the movie.
Great. Yeah, great answer. Because also, like, you would have been in her memories then.
Yeah, and tanked her career earlier.
Yeah. She's like, I gotta go. People hate me.
She's coming back. What's she coming back?
She is. She was in that show on Netflix or that movie on Netflix.
Oh, it's already out?
I think so.
I guess she didn't come back then.
Didn't hear about it. Is she back? If Cameron Diaz does a movie in the woods and I don't hear about it.
Is she back?
Is she back? No.
I'm reading a book.
Okay.
It's called Blob.
Ooh. Wait, I think you showed me the cover.
Did I?
Yeah.
It's about a woman who's a very sad woman, and she works at a front desk at a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
She goes to a drag show one night.
Okay.
She comes out of the drag show, and there's this, like, blob on the ground.
No.
She takes it home.
Of course.
It starts to grow.
Yeah.
She turns it into her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's like, grow legs, and it grows legs. She's like, grow arms, it grows arms. And she, like, amasses these pictures of all these celebrities, and she's like, make a face. Mm. She just took them to her parents for dinner. Mess.
That's interesting, though.
It's good.
we're getting into some like AI build your own boyfriend shit.
Well, yes, but it's all really just a metaphor for she just needs to learn to love herself.
Loneliness. Yeah. Is Scott here?
No, he's on his way.
Oh, he's on his way.
It's good. God.
What are we gonna do? He's almost here.
He's not almost here. He's on his way.
He's on his way. We're gonna have to go soon. Oh my God.
Are you excited?
I am excited. I'm excited too. Fun. I still have to change.
I might raise my hips.
Yeah, I'm gonna get under there and reinforce some things. I have to put pads on.
Pads.
I'm cheating right now. I also don't have.
I ain't got shoes on.
Tits in.
Are you not wearing shoes on the runway?
Jail.
What do you wish you were better at saying no to?
A lot, bitch. I wish I was better at saying no to that cup of coffee every morning I like to get from my local store, because you know I would have a savings account full of money now if I just didn't spend that money on coffee.
All 300 milligrams every night.
Wow. Yeah, that's the real one, bitch. That's the real one. Can't say no right now. Too
Ride
hard.
The wave.
Too hard. All right, next question.
Are we just doing questions?
Sure. Oh, okay. This
is a good one. Yeah.
In your opinion.
Yes.
What are the seven wonders of the world?
Okay, pyramids, one of them.
That's a real one.
Oh,
you don't have to name the real ones. These are just in your opinion.
I still think the pyramids are amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I was just making sure you weren't going for the real ones.
The Grand Canyon. Are these real? Am I just naming real ones?
The Grand Canyon might be real too, but I don't know.
Okay, let me go back. Let me take it all back.
Yeah, yeah. And you gotta come up with seven. That's tough. I'm gonna come up with three.
Okay, three sounds better.
Yeah, that's tough. Seven's hard.
I do think it's really cool that the Nile is the only river that goes backwards.
That is cool.
I think that's
cool.
But
can you tell when you're there?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, wow, it's flowing that way.
I guess that's true.
So like, okay. Do I have to see it? It's just kind of a cool thing to know.
Do you think the moon was once part of us?
Yeah. No. Wait, we know this. What did Astro Alexandra say? No.
Okay.
It was a rogue object.
Wow.
And it has formed the way that it has after a collision with the Earth at one point in time. Mm. I think that's what it is.
That's what your mom said when she had you.
An accident. Liability. I couldn't come up with three anyway. Whatever.
I got two. I got the Grand Canyon and the National Forest.
I can't think of anything on this earth worth seeing anymore.
Oh. If you could be a famous athlete for a single game, who would you be?
For a single game? Oh, a person?
I don't know.
Who?
That ice skater that...
Oh, no, I know instantly.
Who?
I'd be fucking Serena Williams. Are you kidding? Yeah. Are you kidding? Like, top of your game, best athlete of all time in that sport. And right now in her career as well, it's been a while since she's won a Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going out there for a Grand Slam, everybody on Earth wants her to win that right now. So, like, it's cool. Like, it's an intense time to
But I'm
her.
Also like, what sport do I want to experience? Mm. Tennis?
Tennis is very cool to me.
Who's that one kid?
Yep.
That one kid.
Travis Kelce?
Yep. I picked Travis Kelce.
Good for you. Football.
If you had to choose between syrup or molasses.
Syrup.
On you. Like, dumped on you.
Still syrup.
Did you know there was a molasses flood in, like, 1855? Boston flooded with molasses.
It's always Boston.
But, like, literally a giant thing of molasses cracked open and molasses went everywhere.
That's some Watchmen shit.
Yeah. Scary.
Some fucking one-eyed tentacle-beaked bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is gonna get real. Where would you choose to live if you had to leave this country?
I mean... Canada seems like the, like...
Seems like a pretty decent option.
But if I get to go anywhere without any repercussions...
Yeah, like, we're not escaping our lives or anything.
I think I want to go live in Tokyo.
Very cool. Very cool.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Never been there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd like to try out New Zealand.
I like this.
Oh, I will say, yeah. I just watched Tu Wong Fu last night for the first time in a long time because my roommate hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
And I am obsessed with that fantasy, even as...
Of the car?
All of it. Even as, like, working drag queens, like, they're under no illusion to the audience.
Yes.
It's still, like, we're stopping at this rest stop for a minute and just changing outfits, but always in drag.
It's good.
It's really funny.
It's because I just feel like life is horrible, so you might as well do something stupid
and
have fun.
Agreed.
Because if you're not... What? You're just going to watch Trump give that speech on television and say, yippee.
Right, and then go to bed.
Boring. God, Tesla's tanking. I love it.
Love it. Oh, because you know who's also getting really fierce?
Who?
Canada. It's Trudeau. Like before the tariff thing even started taking place, they were like, we are taking like alcohol made in America off the shelves and stuff like that.
Yes.
And these companies are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Love it.
Good for them. Good for them.
Good for them. Sorry, what is it, Jack Daniels? Do you not have a 6 months worth of like money saved up to like account for these kinds of things?
No, that's not real. People don't have money. People don't have money. That's fake.
Which is more important, the respect of your children or your parents?
I don't have children.
Me neither. I don't have parents.
I'm Harry Potter.
What makes you laugh the hardest?
Poop.
That's true. That's true.
You're not answering any of these.
Oh, what makes me laugh
Here,
the hardest?
I'll do one for you. Mm. What kind of business would you love to start?
Oh.
Monkeys?
Yeah, selling monkeys.
Yeah.
Which piece of land would you wish to have preserved forever? Piece of land. They're really asking you the big questions. You are king of the earth.
Piece of land.
Yeah, that you preserve.
Okay, you want to hear the first thing that came to my mind?
Yeah.
First off, you ever been to Dallas?
Yes.
Yes, you have. You ever seen where Kennedy was shot?
No.
You've never been down there?
No.
Okay, well, visit that place.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They want to preserve
small.
It?
It's small.
Oh.
It's not very big.
It's just like a stretch of road, right?
And, yeah, it's like a. It's not even like a stretch of road. It's kind of like this road that goes like this, and then he's shot right here. Did you know they came out and said that there are two killers?
No.
Yeah, they declassified all of it, and they said, yeah, we think there are more than one person doing it.
Wild. Well, because they arrested the one. And then also interesting that you'd bring that up this week, because I think the guy that moved to try to block the shot, his Secret Service agent, like, just died this week.
That's
I read that.
Saying. That's what I'm saying, girl. The government's not keeping us safe. Who is?
Nope. What do you most enjoy or miss about being single?
Aww. Well, I already poop with the door open.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
Jesus. I was going to say.
I can't even pee with the door open.
Not my bag.
What do I miss? I think having the bed completely to yourself is sort of like a big one.
Yeah. That's my answer for sure.
Having to sync up dinners. That is a little difficult. I think if you have kids, it's one thing, but if you're just two people trying to eat dinner, it gets a little complicated sometimes.
It's a whole thing. The bed is definitely it. Because in my longest relationship, when it was over, that was the thing that I was like first excited about. Like I was mourning it for everything else, but that was the one thing I was like, not gonna miss that. Yeah, damn.
I thought it said, what was your most memorable male ever?
Oh,
No, meal. Meal.
Most memorable male. Can't remember.
You ever been to a strip club?
No. I don't know how I'd feel.
I don't know either. You know Scott's been to a strip club, I think?
That surprises me.
I think he has.
I would like to go to a female one because surf.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But it's not my, like, it's I'm not your audience. I'm there for completely different reasons. A male one, I think I would get, like, I don't know. I think I would maybe get a little, like, pearl clutchy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, just because, like, yeah, I don't know.
I get it.
Have you been?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
We should go out to, we should go out to Oz.
They don't strip there, though.
No, what's the one that next one to it? They
do. Yeah, they do, but I don't know. Temptations. That's what I'm calling it.
Call it Temptations.
Yeah.
No, that's boring. What would you most like to ask God, if they're real?
How much of the Bible did you make up?
T.
No, you know what I really ask him? Mm-hmm. Did that flood really happen? That's the only thing I really want to know.
Things that you kind of like know already, but you just want to have confirmed.
I just want to know.
Yeah.
Were the nails 9 inches?
Or just 6?
Were there no nails?
Were there no nails? I got my answer from The Good Place. Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, I hated that show.
I just always thought it was funny that when they first got, some of the questions that they asked Janet when they first got there, this all-knowing being if you haven't watched the show. And I just like that it's petty shit. So for me, the best thing was she got there and she was like, that one guy back in this and that, didn't return my calls, was he gay? And she's like, no, he just didn't like you. Like, I want to go and I want to be like, who had a secret crush on me and never told me?
Your life's mysteries.
Correct.
Oh, what of my life mysteries do I want to know?
Yeah. I'd be like, who secretly hated me but never said anything? Millie Monroe.
I wish I had a mystery in my life that I wanted to know.
You're not that curious. It's also like a trauma. I'm like, what do other people think of me?
Oh.
So it's good that you don't think that.
I do. I just don't think I wish I want to know.
That's also very valid.
God, why are they all upside down? What's the hardest thing you've ever done?
Oh, no. What's the hardest thing I've ever done?
A bedpost. A broom.
A broom. A plunger. The hardest thing I've ever done.
A hammer.
Honestly, stop it! Was probably like getting a degree, like getting a college degree. And I say that because I have no like working memory of how I did it. And so I'm on the other side of it. Like, yeah, I remember some things, but like, I don't know how I took those tests. I don't know how I read everything. I don't remember doing a ton of homework and stuff like that, but I got this college degree. I'm not saying that it didn't work. It was hard. Yeah. I remember it being hard, but I don't remember how I did it. And that kind of baffles me.
You know what I can't believe I did? Drive a giant truck around New York City for 12 hours a day for like 3 months.
Right, with like costumes and shit? Yeah. You did that. That's wild.
All around that city. I did that. Because I was the only person with a driver's license.
Get into it. So you would have to like deliver stuff to theaters and stuff like
that. Yeah, I was
like
going
that.
Back and forth from Brooklyn. We were going up in Queens and stuff where we were filming. Oh my God, yes.
Wild. And like a bus. Not like a bus, but like a truck.
Like a
U-Haul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I got a ticket. I got my first ticket. My first ticket ever was because, you know what he pulled me over for?
What?
I turned too close to pedestrians.
That's very real in New York City. But also very subjective because, God, everybody in that city, it's like there's 8 cars in an intersection.
Right.
And if it's my turn to walk, like we're fucking walking around you, or if they're like, they're still like, like he had a slow day.
I will say somebody else got a ticket on that team, but nobody was fessing up who it was because it like showed where the van was parked. I think because it was parked illegally.
What is the problem? What are they so ashamed of?
I don't know. And I'm like.
Like, obviously the company is going to pay for it.
Right.
Right,
it's
like they did.
ABC, they have money.
Correct, and you were like using their vehicle and all of that.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm not paying this fucking ticket. Are you kidding me?
No. I paid my ticket.
Why?
Because I did it.
On company time.
Well, I still felt bad.
Wow, I would not have done that. I'd have been like, wow, that was tough. Anyway, I gotta pay that ticket. So
can I tell you one of my lowest times ever in New York?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, listen. New York is a hard place to live in. But you know what the hardest part about living in New York is?
What?
The subway. Because when you buy, this was like, I don't know, 2 months into living there. And you know, you buy like a weekly ticket to the metro. And it's like, it used to be like $35, $37 maybe. That's a lot of money a week. And I remember I was working on a Broadway show and I lost it. And I sat in that bathroom and cried. And I was like, la, 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 la. And finally Jessica was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I was like, I lost my metro card. She goes, just go buy another one.
Bitch, that is not the point.
No, she gave me money.
Like, oh, that was nice. That
yeah,
was nice.
They gave me money.
Like, she was like, why are you crying? Go buy yourself another one. Like,
but
leaves.
I mean, you know, when you're crying over $35 because it's that expensive and you don't have that kind of money to lose.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Out $60-$70 the week just to get from two to there, two to there.
Two to there. Yeah, on like the shittiest transport, waiting in the hottest stations on earth, just fucking boiling in the summer.
I just think that place should sink.
I mean, a start
Pull
over.
The plug. It's a swamp. Or All the least. East Coast is a swamp. Drain. No. Undrain. No. Unplug it.
Unplug it.
What he say? What
Drain
he
the
say?
Swamp.
Yeah. No, I think it just needs to sink.
Wow.
Have you seen it?
Him in that vest?
No. Have you seen it?
Seen it? No.
The Luigi sex tape?
No. No. There's not. That's not real.
I think it's real.
No.
I think it's real.
Is it gay?
And
is
I
he
guess,
straight?
No. It was with a really famous TikToker.
A dude, though?
A dude.
Okay. 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 I don't know if this is real. I don't know if you're telling the truth, but I will say there was this secret part of my mind, and maybe it was just fantasy, where I was like, I think this is a gay.
I didn't click any of the links, but there were links. I wanted to. I was afraid my computer was gonna get busted.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna do some research later.
But I think it's out there.
Interesting. I mean, listen, if it's not, somebody, like, they did a lookalike contest in 8 cities and they found the match and they've already filmed, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's happened.
I have filmed
That's how popular
11,000 adult films in the last 2 years.
Brandy.
I am tired.
One of the best characters on Parks and Rec. And she, like, Leslie can never get anywhere because she comes out and she's like, yes, I'm her, but porn her. God, I hope she stopped doing that bimbo pink shit.
Oh, that's so much better than that cheerleader bimbo. The bimbo
cheerleader. So funny. Wait, I think that might be it, actually. What time is it? Oh, yeah. I think, yeah.
Bimbo cheerleader?
Yeah.
Bimbo cheerleader.
Wow.
One last question for the road.
Okay. Oh my God. What is this?
When did your family come to America and from where?
That is not that. That is not a question. Show me to me. Everybody, goodbye.